I'm shooting for my shortest sermon of all time right here. So don't despair. If you have a Bible, you can open up to Habakkuk. If you can find it, you can open up to Habakkuk. It is right before Zephaniah. So it's about the fifth to last book of the Bible. We're just going to read three verses. I should say it's the fifth to last book of the Old Testament, I mean. So if you find Matthew, flip backward through Malachi, Zechariah, Haggai, Zephaniah, and Habakkuk. As we were getting ready for this Thanksgiving service, it occurred to me that not all of us are approaching it from a perspective of blessing. Some of us are approaching it from a feeling of really being hit hard this year in various ways, whether from joint replacements or sicknesses or people who have passed away or been lost. So let me read this passage from Habakkuk 3:17-19. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. Lord, I pray that you'd put your word in my mouth this morning, that you would minister to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. So this short sermonette is entitled Thanksgiving in Affliction. I have four simple points. Each should be about a minute. Okay, so number one, my joy is not dependent on circumstances. Habakkuk is able to say, even though the fig tree does not bud, even though there are no olives on the tree. That's us, right? Because of who we are in Christ, we can say, even though, you know, I've been thrown across the field by a cow, you know, even though I had diverticulitis, even though I had these various illnesses and these various struggles in my life, yet I will rejoice. So in some ways, our joy is separate from our circumstances. And yet even in our suffering, even in the painful things, there are things to pull out and be thankful for, as Jeff was indicating. How do you say thank you to God for those things? Here's how. Three things. Number one, that God is my Savior. I will be joyful in God my Savior. In the face of death, when things are at their absolute worst, you can look death in the face and say, God is my Savior. No matter what happens to me here, God has saved me. He has given me eternal life. Which means no matter what I lose here, it is an opportunity for me to stop and thank God for the life that He has for me that can never be lost. So even when things are going absolutely awful, it's an opportunity. It's not just saying thank you in spite of those things. It's an opportunity to look those things in the face and say, you cannot take away from me what God has given me, and that's eternal life. I will be joyful in God my Savior. He has taken away my sin. He has forgiven me of everything that I've done wrong, and there's nothing in the world that can take that away. Thank you, God, for that. Number two, He is the Sovereign Lord. So verse 19, the Sovereign Lord is my strength. That phrase, Sovereign Lord, is actually the Lord Yahweh. So usually when we have Lord in all caps, that is the name Yahweh, the name of God, sometimes pronounced Jehovah. But it's saying that He is the Lord. He is sovereign. And that's not just Lord over my life, that's Lord over everything. So when everything's falling apart, when my health fails, when North Korea is producing nuclear weapons and shaking their fist at us, when Zimbabwe is having this president that doesn't want to let go of the presidency and this new guy coming in and we don't know what he's going to do. When these things just seem to be completely out of our control, we say, I am so thankful that there's a God who's in control. When I am out of control, that's an opportunity to turn to God and say, thank you, God, that you are sovereign. Thank you that you are in control and I can trust in you. He is Lord over creation and his plans cannot be undone. And finally, he is my strength. Verse 19, the sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. So not only is he the sovereign Lord that rules over the world out there, but he is my strength in here. He's not just at work over there, he's at work inside of me. And he enables me to go on the heights. I don't entirely know what Habakkuk had in mind when he wrote that. But when I think of God giving me strength so that even when the crop is failing and even when I just seem empty, I can go on the heights, this is a reminder to me that no matter what else is going on outside, I can sit down in my office, in my chair, I can sit down on my couch at home and set aside 15 minutes with God, and I'm on the heights. That God is there with me. He's in me. He's pouring his love into my heart through the Holy Spirit whom he has given me, as Romans 5:5 says. And right there in that moment, I can be with God. And all the things around me are not as important as what he's doing in me. So when things are absolutely going awful, that's the time for me to turn to God and say, God, I need you to be here with me right now. And he comes and he ministers to you at a level far beyond just your senses, far beyond even your thoughts, at the level of your heart. And he's present there with you. So even when things are going badly, fig tree does not bud, no grapes on the vine, all crop fails, fields produce no food, bones break, bodies break down, families face stress, the bank account seems empty. When all these things are going on, these are opportunities to turn to God and say, thank you that in spite of all this stuff, you're in control. Thank you for this reminder not to trust in the temporary things, but to trust in you who are Lord over all, who have given me eternal life, who are present in me, who are ruling over all of creation. I thank you, God, for that. But let's pray and then we will stand and worship God for these things. God, I am so thankful that in the midst of affliction, when Eva was in the hospital and we didn't know if she was going to live or die, when Richard got thrown across the field by a cow and had a broken hip, when Tom Murray had a stroke and we were terrified, we could trust in you. And even when we didn't know how things were going to turn out, even if we thought that things were just absolutely going to fail, we could still trust in you. Thank you that you are that God, and we give you praise for that. In Jesus' name, amen.